And we welcome you to the Wednesday morning show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. I am sitting across two amazingly talented women. First of all, Kristen Singer, who for the last 7 years has been directing choir and theater at Harborside Academy in the Kenosha Unified School District, soon to be moving to Indian Trails High School to take over the theater program there. And one of her students, one of her prize students, Carly McCullough, who just graduated from Harborside Academy and who is headed this fall to Coastal Carolina University in South Carolina to study musical theater. We're going to be talking with Kristen Singer and Carly McCullough about some of the exciting things that they have been a part of. First of all, just musical theater in general over the last several years, which of course is a powerhouse program with the Kenosha Unified School District. And then more specifically, their involvement in something called the Jerry Awards, which just took place in Madison, which celebrate and honor talented musical theater students all across the state of Wisconsin. And Kenosha figured very prominently in this year's Jerry Awards with a wonderful scene from the musical Mean Girls, another scene from the musical Chicago, and then at the very end, kind of the crowning moment of the night when two single singers were honored as the winners of the Jerrys, who will be representing Wisconsin in New York City in what's known as the Jimmy Awards, coming up a little bit later this month. And Carly McCullough was the young actress selected for one of those two coveted spots to represent the state of Wisconsin in what will be a grand and amazing gathering of talent from all across the country. So lots of exciting things to talk about. And Kristen Singer and Carly McCullough, we welcome both of you to the morning show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And congratulations on all of these exciting things that have been taking place. Kristen, I can't quite imagine what it's like to come to the end of the school year with everything else that's going on, to have on top of it then all of this involvement with the Jerry Awards. I'd probably just jacks up the excitement, I should think.
It's a really busy time. The end of the year was really, really busy, but doing such exciting things. Many trips to Madison, some extra rehearsals, but all for such a fun big moment that we just had on Sunday night.
Absolutely. So I want to get a little background from each of you. And Kristen, let's begin with you. As I mentioned, you've been at Harborside Academy for the last 7 years. And
yeah.
I mentioned that you're about to make this switch over to Indian Trails High mm-hmm. School. But your career with Kenosha Unified goes back even farther than that. And remind us, are you from this area originally?
Yes, I am from Kenosha originally. I have left and come back many times. But I'm here to stay.
So tell us when you came aboard teaching here.
Oh, it was a long time ago now. I think it was 2008 or 9. I started teaching at Lincoln Middle School, doing a performing arts kind of theater class, as well as some other things. At that time, I was actually split between Lincoln and Bradford. So the other part of my job was to direct shows at Bradford, and Holly Stanfield and I collaborated on a few things. That eventually transitioned to me being solely at Lincoln, and then doing extra directing projects, like in addition to my regular position. And I mean, it's a whirlwind, I guess, from all that time. In that time, I actually left and moved to New York for a little bit. And then I came back and I worked at Bullen for a year doing performing arts stuff at the middle school level. And then I was back at Lincoln, and then Harborside happened. Hmm. And that was where I really found my true happiness here in Kenosha. It was a really wonderful experience working at Harborside, working with wonderful people, amazing students. I had such great administrators there, and I really, really enjoyed my time. But I am excited for a new venture, a new opportunity. I like a new challenge, and it's time to move on and do something different.
Sure. For any of our listeners who aren't acquainted with it, explain what Harborside Academy is.
Well, Harborside Academy is an expeditionary learning. It's a charter school. And The whole premise of it is that students, what they learn in the classroom, they're able to take outside. And so if you're learning something in science, you can go down to the Pike River and like really apply what you've learned and see it in the real world, which I think is really essential to grasping concepts and understanding, you know, getting out of the textbook and applying that. And, you know, in theater and choir, what I taught, it was nice because we could take students to Chicago and Milwaukee. And I like to take them to see live performance because it's so different than watching a recording and feeling what that feels like in the room. So we did a lot of trips like that, which were really special. So I hope to continue that at Indian Trail as well.
Right. And so what specifically were your responsibilities at Harborside?
At Harborside, I taught three choirs. I had a middle school choir that was combined 6, 7, 8, and then a choir of 9th and 10th grade and a choir of 11, 12, because we split by grade level there. And then I also taught two separate drama courses, drama 1 and 2, and then had other, you know, other things that I was in charge of, like that belong solely to Harborside.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. And along the way, you, of course, directed a spectacular production of the musical Chicago, which we'll talk about in just a little bit. So Carly McCullough, who just graduated from Harborside Academy, first of all, tell us what drew you to Harborside in the first place. I mean, I'm assuming you chose it. I mean, it wasn't appointed for you to go there. What drew you to Harborside?
Well, the thing is that actually my parents really wanted me to go there, and I was totally not down because it was in 5th grade, and I wanted to move on to, like, Mahone with all of my other friends, and they applied for me and my brother happened to get in. So there, if one of your siblings gets get in, you automatically also get in. So they kind of told me, hey, you're going to Harborside. You don't really have a choice. And so I was like, no, I don't want to go. Like, I want to grow up with all my friends. But, like, just being there and meeting all these new people in, like, 6th grade, oh, my gosh, it was the best experience. I'm going to have those friends forever.
Wow. So your parents in this instance were correct about this being a good match for you.
Yeah, totally.
So you've had the experience also at Harborside of working with Kristen. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I kind of came in with Kristen because we both started the same year and we both kind of went through all the years together. But the first thing I did with you was Annie, I think.
Well, we did Chi Pack together first. Oh, yeah. So that was my first Carly meeting. I used to direct Chi Pack, which was a summer program for, oh gosh, 1st grade through incoming freshmen. Yeah, yeah. And it was so much fun, so much work. It's such a huge cast, like gigantic, huge cast. And my first show I did was Peter Pan Jr. And Carly auditioned, and I remember it still because I thought she was shy, which is not who she is at all. So that was not true. But this little shy girl came in and she sang her face off, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Wendy. That's our Wendy. And so that's how I met her, and she was Wendy. And then I think the first show I did at Harborside was Annie. And so that, I'll let Carly talk now. But
yeah, but I was so scared of Kristen because she was
scary.
Like, it was just like such a new environment because I've already been with a company up to that point, and this was my first like bigger cast. So it was just kind of scary to venture into a new place where I didn't really know anybody. But she was just an amazing director. And then she told me that she was going to Harborside, and I was like, I'm going to Harborside too. And so that instantly kind of connected us, and we just formed a bond. And then, I did shows all through middle school. I did shows all through high school, and she's the best director you could ask for.
Wonderful. So tell us what got you kind of interested in singing in the first place, and then specifically doing musical theater shows.
So first of all, I've always had a lot of spunk growing up. So I've always wanted to be in the spotlight. And so I tried competitive figure skating for about 7 years before I even started anything kind of seriously going into theater. But there, it was like I was missing something because I was performing with my face and I was performing with my body, but I was still missing something. And so I kind of started I got the opportunity to be in The Wizard of Oz when I was 8 years old, I think. And when I was singing, it was just like everything I ever needed. So I knew then that this is what I had to do for a little bit. I wasn't sure, obviously, at that time because I was so young that this was what I was going to go into. But it was just like the best feeling ever, and I knew that I had to do this for a while.
Where was The Wizard of Oz done?
Ironically enough, it was actually done at Harborside. So I ended my time at Harborside and I began my time at Harborside.
Ah, wow. So were you a munchkin?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Wonderful. But you didn't have any, that's before you were at Harborside?
No, I think that was a separate program that was just in, they were using the Reuther Auditorium.
Yeah. So.
Very good. So over the course of your time in middle school and ultimately high school, all at Harborside, you've done other kinds of singing apart from musical theater. I mean, you've sung in choir and did you do madrigals and all that?
Yeah.
And how would you fold that kind of into the mix in terms of what's been beneficial and valuable to you?
So I really loved getting to do choir because I feel like a lot of my things that I was doing for musical theater were very bright toned and like I was singing, I was belting very high. And in choir, you have to learn how to blend with everybody. You can't just stick out. And I got to sing in more of a classical voice, which I love singing classically, but I'm just like, it's two completely different ballparks. So it's, I love that I get both skills, but it's like, I'm always torn between the two, which one I like more.
Sure. For those of you just joining us, we're speaking today on The Morning Show with Carly McCullough, who just graduated from Harborside Academy here in Kenosha, and Kristen Singer, her teacher there, through all the years that she's been at Harborside as director of the choir and theater program there. And now we're going to be talking about some of the more recent things that have been going on with both of them. Kristen, before we went on the air, you were kind of explaining to me a little bit about how the whole year is put together when it comes to musical theater in the Kenosha Unified School District. And I think most of the people listening to me are well acquainted with the rich tradition that is here and the culture of musical theater excellence that's just absolutely extraordinary. So explain to our listeners, especially those not really directly acquainted with it, kind of how this all works, and in particular, the way in which students from various schools come together in these marvelous productions.
Sure. Our district is really special. We do things kind of differently than I've seen across the country, in that we look at students from across the entire district. So we just did auditions. We just finished them. And we're doing auditions for the next school year. So we just went to every middle school almost and all of the high schools, and kids signed up and they came in and they auditioned for us. And I think we ended up seeing about 125 kids this year, which is great. And from that, so any kid can audition in those grade levels for high school theater. It doesn't matter what school they're at, and they might not necessarily end up in a show at their own school. So they could, like a Harborside kid, could end up in a show at Bradford. That's what Holly Stanfield is directing over at Bradford, who just did Mean Girls. So Carly auditioned last year and was put in the role of Regina George, which was at Bradford, even though she's a Harborside student. But then she was at Harborside with me doing Chicago as Velma. It's great for the kids because they get to meet people from all over the city and form friendships with people that they don't see normally on, you know, in their regular classes. And I think that's a great benefit of doing it this way. So we just auditioned everyone, and now we are in process of picking everything for next year. So I just was telling you that I've read, I don't know, 8 or 9 scripts in the last week and a half, looking for things that suit who we have, that are exciting, that audiences are going to want to see, that are artistically, you know, challenging and, you know, inspiring for myself and my production team. And then Holly has a show that's been chosen. I'm not going to tell it, though, because we'll wait for that. But we just did callbacks for that yesterday because I'm going to be working with her doing the vocal direction for the lead people on that production. So we did callbacks yesterday. So it's a really exciting time. And we hope to announce things earlier this year than normal. Sometimes it takes the whole summer to cast, to get the rights. Last year, it was me stalling the whole event because the rights for my show, I was going to do a different show than Chicago, and the rights were held up in New York, and I was on the phone to them all the time, like, what's going on? You know, can we have, we're in meetings. And finally I was like, I just have to pick something else because we can't wait anymore. So hopefully this year it'll go a lot smoother, be a little faster. I think we're a little quicker in the process, and students should know, I would say by July, they should know.
So this year that we just completed pretty much ended, I think, with Chicago, right?
Yes.
That was the last musical. So how does that part of it get put together? I mean, my understanding is you chose Chicago to be the show that you would direct. How did it happen that you were directing that sort of slot?
Well, the time is tricky. So we try not to put shows on top of each other, but sometimes it's inevitable and you can't help it because it's all based upon building. What is going on in your building, when the stage is available, and when you think about a musical, you think about, you know, you have to have your set up for a certain number of, you know, I like to have it for a couple of weeks at least so your actors can get used to it. You have to have tech rehearsals. So it is a long stretch of time that you're in an auditorium. So if you're at a school that's busy, you have to work around concerts. You have to work around the Kenosha Symphony being in the Reuther Auditorium. So you have to work around those things. And that's kind of how it's decided. I personally love doing a show in the spring. Sometimes I work on other things in the fall. I was singing with the Milwaukee Symphony and I had a whole bunch of concerts. So for me, my spring, I could free up a little better. So that's kind of when my time slot ended up being. Next year, that'll change a little bit. So I'll do something in the spring and in the fall, but fall kind of sounds like winter sometimes. And at Indian Trail, it'll be more challenging because they do fantastic concerts and more of them. So I'm so excited to work with everyone over there. Their music department is exceptional. And so just, you know, it's just finding that availability, really. And then trying not to go on top of other shows. But
right. So there isn't, I mean, Holly Stanfield, of course, has been around a long, long time.
Yeah, she was my teacher.
Yeah. So, but she's not, in a sense, guiding all of these events, or to some extent, does she?
No, there's not like one person who's in charge. We really work collaboratively because it just works better that way. I don't know. Everyone kind of has their own thing and we just puzzle it all together as a team. So in a week or two, we'll sit down together, like her and I and Christy, another director over at Bradford, and we'll sit together and we'll go, okay, here's all the kids that auditioned. Here's what I'm looking at casting. Here's what you're looking at casting. Here, let's make sure we get everybody somewhere. And then we look at times like, well, I'm doing this and this, and this is where that falls. And so it is a puzzle.
Right.
Yeah.
So you do sit. At some point, you do sit around a table and work out some of the matters of coordination.
Yes.
And you were telling me before we went on the air that one of the things that you like to think about, and I'm sure the others do as well, is making sure that when you have a really gifted student, that they are given opportunities that really allow them both to shine, but also to grow. I mean, things that will maybe challenge them or bring them a kind of a new avenue for their talents that they might otherwise not have.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's entertaining for our audiences, but it's educational theater. So it's about teaching, and it's about picking things that will help everyone grow. So someone inexperienced, you know, you want them to grow where they're planted. So, you know, everyone gets planted, and some people have more experience, or some people are going into theater, and you want to make sure that those people are getting the experiences that they need in order to competitively get into a musical theater school, because if they're going to go further into this, that's really important that they can walk into college auditions and say, hey, I've played this and this and this and this, and it's varied. That was really important, actually, at the Jerry's, because, and I'm sure we'll get into that in a moment, but, you know, Carly was asked to sing solos from shows she did last year. And I think what edged her to the top was that she had such a wide array of roles that she was able to do here in Kenosha Unified, that really made her so versatile. So
versus a one trick pony that knows how to do this one thing really well. But
so we like to look at, you know, you want to look at things like Chicago was so different from Mean Girls in style, in dance, in comedy. Such just like a different way of thinking. I remember when we first started it, it was hard because everyone was like, this is funny, but like, I don't get the comedy because it's from another time. Yeah. So that's a whole nother skill. Mm. And there was some slapstick kind of moments in it that there was really physical comedy things that had to happen. It's much broader than a more pop style, modern contemporary piece like Mean Girls. So, you know, I think when we look at this season, I think we kind of do it without realizing, you know, where I'm looking at something that's going to be really different from what Holly is doing because we want our audiences to come and see a whole bunch of different stuff.
Right.
We want our kids to experience all these different things. So it kind of just organically happens.
Wow. It's exciting, and it's really remarkable to hear that that's how it happens. I mean, really and truly, because if you weren't as good a team as you are, it maybe wouldn't happen. I mean, you'd have this person here figuring out what they want to do, and this other person, and this other person, and you might end up with a whole year that's pretty much all the same.
Right, right. It needs to all coordinate together. Yeah.
And that it does. So, Carly, take us through, if it doesn't take all day, that is, all of the great shows, maybe not all of the great shows, but give us at least the highlights of the great shows that you have been a part of with Kenosha Unified and the roles that you've been able to do.
Okay, so freshman year, I got the opportunity to play Dorothy Gale in The Wizard of Oz at Indian Trail. And that was kind of just like, I was super scared because it was my first high school show. I was going in double cast with a senior, and she was the best. She was literally the greatest person to work with. But it was very scary to be so small and going into this huge role with this even bigger like company. So that was kind of my first role. And then we got shut down due to COVID when I was in my final week of playing Olive in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Mm. So I was almost in that, but we got shut down right before we opened. And then it was kind of COVID. So then I did Pippin. I assistant stage manage Once on This Island, and then I was in Urinetown, and then I was in Groundhog Day and Bridges of Madison County and Bright Star. And Bright Star was kind of my first big role in a few years, and that was really, really challenging to play like a 16-year-old and then like a 30-year-old. It was very, very challenging, but it was so educational and amazing for guiding me for what I'm going to be doing. And then this year, I got to play Regina George in Mean Girls, which was one of the hardest roles I've ever played. And then I was Mary in Trevor, the musical. And then I got to be Mrs. Bucket in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And then I closed out the year as Velma Kelly in Chicago.
Hmm. So I should think you look back over all of that with tremendous satisfaction and gratitude as well.
Yes, it was amazing to be playing such a wide variety of roles. Like Kristen said, it was really important to me that when I'm going into musical theater and when I'm auditioning, I have on my resume a lot of different roles. So they like, I got worried because I was like, are they just going to think that I can just play a mean girl? But I felt like I've had other roles to really lighten it up. Like Alice is so different and she's lively in some parts. And then she's so witty and dry and sarcastic. And then getting to play Mrs. Bucket. I've never played a mother figure before, really. So it was really fun. But yeah, it was just a challenge, and I felt really satisfied with the outcome.
Yeah, fantastic. Let's talk for a moment about COVID. Kristen, let's start with you.
Ugh.
So what are your recollections of that moment, which of course caused all kinds of things to shut down? It's not just the musicals in Kenosha Unified that shut down, but
yeah,
nevertheless, you had to try to pick up the pieces. And what was it like to try to move forward and give students some kind of musical experience, even with so many things impossible to do, at least in the way it had always been done?
It was a difficult time. I mean, that's putting it mildly. When we got shut down, I was actually getting my master's at Carthage. So I was on a year of not doing a musical at all because I knew I didn't have time. So I was already not planning on doing one. So I guess luckily we didn't get shut down from doing one. But coming out of COVID was a lot. Bright Star was really our coming out of COVID moment. And honestly, it couldn't have been a better show than that. It was challenging because you were always nervous. It was joyful because we were together again, and we kind of went through a whole time of like, we're masking, we're not masking, we are masking, oh, we're not. And so you were like, I really don't want to do the show wearing masks because it just takes away from the acting piece. You know, when you can't see someone's face, it's just not the same. And I was just like, please let us get there. And we did. We got there. And you know what? Bright Star will forever be such a special, special piece. It is a special piece just as it is. But I think the timing of it and the messaging of it and the memories, it was just such a beautiful cast who really, I think everyone was just so thankful to be doing what we love to do again. We had a live pit. It was just like everything felt good again. And then I got COVID during the run. So I was like, you're back again. Well, I never left, but we made it through. And so this year, I think we finally relaxed again, you know?
It felt more like normal.
This year finally felt like, wow, we really made it through. Yeah.
And Carly is smiling and nodding.
Yes.
Anything you want to add about that whole experience of the COVID shutdown and finally emerging?
Yeah, sure. I just want to talk about during that year in between where it was kind of online type musicals that were live streamed. That was my first time that I was acting at Bradford, and even though it was really, really difficult to do everything, we knew that it was going to be filmed the whole time. We were never going to have an audience. I was singing with tracks for everything, so everything was tracked by, we had to use an app, and it was really interesting, all the technology aspects of it. But in the end, I feel like it brought a lot of us together. Like, I met my best friends from those productions because even though we couldn't like be on top of each other like you usually are with a cast, it's like we still bonded so much because that was a really hard time for all of us to go through. And it was our first time back with people who love doing the same thing that we love to do. So that was really special to be able to meet all of these new people and work with them so closely and can tell how passionate all of these people are about this. And then, like Kristen said, Bright Star was just the best thing to go back into with no mask, because last year we started off the year masking with Groundhog Day. And then during Bridges, we masked during all of the rehearsal process. And then we took off our masks for the show, but it was funny because I didn't even end up getting COVID, but during the run of the show, I actually ended up getting mono.
Oh, no.
So they were like, should we mask her? And it was like, was I going to be the only one who was going to be masked, or would I be fine? So I ended up just not really being by anybody. I had my own marked, like, waters and things like that. And I got to eat my own special food for the show because it was a very interactive show with lots of food and elements. And so that was interesting as my first unmasked encounter. And then Bright Star was really amazing because that's when, like Kristen said, we kind of felt a little more safe. And it was great until I also caught COVID. For the last day, I had no idea what was happening. And I woke up for my last day of my run. And I was like, why does my voice feel like this? And I was like, it's fine. I'm sure I'm just tired. And so I sang the entire show. I did the entire show. And then I was like, Mom, I really don't feel good. So I was like, can I please not go to work tomorrow? It was this Sunday that the show was closing. And my mom was like, well, if you don't want to go to work, you have to test then. Because she didn't believe me. She thought I was just lying. And then, sure enough, I tested positive. And so I didn't get to close with the rest of the cast, which was really sad. But they like FaceTimed me. And it was really special because you could see all of them really cared for me still. And so it was just amazing.
Yeah, her and I were quarantined in our own homes watching live streams of our show that we loved close.
Oh, without you.
Close without enough. Us there. Yeah. Yep. So that bonded us as well.
Yeah, wow. For those of you just joining us, we're speaking with Kristen Singer and Carly McCullough about all kinds of matters related to musical theater. And now it's time to start talking about this really exciting experience of what are called the Jerry Awards that occur every year in Madison, drawing together talented students from all across the state. So, Kristen, first of all, explain a little more to our listeners about how the Jerry Awards are set up and how Jerry Awards are given.
Sure.
Just kind of that.
The Jerry Awards are a really great program that honors high school musical theater. And Bright Star was my first time having something of my own adjudicated for them. I had been part of other productions that have done that in the past, but this was the first one that I reached out and I said, so you reach out and you say, we'd love to be adjudicated for the Jerry Awards. And
so when you have a show that you think is special, that you would invite that kind of scrutiny.
So I invited that in because I thought, these kids are stellar. Let's do it, you know. And really, what you're getting from the Jerry Awards is like amazing, amazing feedback, because they come and watch your show. You get several people that come and they all do their feedback separately. So when they finally give everything to you a couple weeks after you are closed, you get all this amazing feedback, like everything from design to specific performers to, I mean, it's very, very detailed and thorough. And that is just excellent for everyone to be able to read. And, you know, you think like, okay, they really like that. They were like, oh, good. You know, you love it when people, especially theater people, like notice things that are like maybe so small to an audience, but when someone can recognize like that scene change was stellar. And that's what always makes me happy, because there's so much thought put into things that I think most audiences would never think about. So, and the other part of it is that they nominate students for these Jerry Awards. So with your adjudication, you get this form that has all of your nominees on it. And every school that they adjudicate, they can choose nominees from leading actors to dance people to supporting, and also the design elements too. So we get all the nominees. And then I think what happens is that after they've seen all of the shows, and I think he said they went to 105 shows this year.
Wow.
Across the state. After they've seen them all, then I think they like gather with all the nominees and they decide, well, and I don't think they don't call them winners, but they decide who's being awarded. So then you get a new list if you have anybody who's been awarded. So, and that's when we found out that we won Outstanding Musical and that Carly was awarded for Velma Kelly. And you can also, as a director, nominate students to be awarded as Spirit Award winners, which are just people who like embody the best part of what you're doing. And so I picked two students for that. And then all of those people get like this special time at the Jerry Awards, which just happened. So if your show wins Outstanding Musical, you get to perform it at the Jerry's. That's how that works. So we were very excited that we got to do that for Bright Star and for Chicago. And then that puts you back in rehearsal and you get ready to do it in a beautiful, beautiful theater. The Overture Center is gorgeous. And there's nothing like the energy of 800 musical theater kids.
No kidding.
To, you know, get you going.
Right. And so, Carly, two different shows that you were in were so honored at the Jerry's this year. That is two different Kenosha Unified Schools productions got to be featured at the Jerry's. Explain what those two shows were then.
Okay, so we got to be featured for Mean Girls, and we got to perform the number Fearless, which is the Act One finale, and it was such a beautiful decision, I think, that they chose this song because it embodies so much of what Mean Girls is. Just kind of coming out of your shell and realizing how powerful you can be and kind of girl power, all that kind of stuff. So I loved that they got to perform that. And everybody always loves dancing that number. And I, of course, love stomping off and being sassy.
Right. And I think it's cool that you applauded that choice because actually you're not really in that number. I mean, except at the start where you, as kind of the chief mean girl referenced in the title, you stomp off in kind of a hissy fit, and in that void, all of these other girls suddenly find themselves empowered to kind of be themselves, and then this song is a celebration of all of that. So even though your participation has no singing and just stomping off, you regarded it as the perfect showcase for that show.
Yes, it's just like... it's such a peak moment of the show where you realize that these girls are finally going to try to take all of their power back. And I just love watching it happen from offstage. It's just so amazing because I'm one of the only people offstage during that part. So watching all of these girls, and of course the guys are great too, but I feel like it's really just like a feminism kind of part of the piece because all of these girls are so threatened by who Regina was, and in that moment where she feels like she has had her power stripped from her, she runs away because she's just scared in the big picture. And then these girls take her power from her, and it's just amazing. It's so cool to watch.
It was a great, great moment on the Jerry's. I so enjoyed that. And then there's this moment from Chicago, and we're going to listen to just a little bit of this. Explain what this song is about.
Well, we both reached for the gun. And the reason that we chose to do it is because it is the best number for the entire ensemble to be featured. So I think at the Jerry's, it's important that it's something that really showcases your entire cast. Mm. So, and again, Carly was nominated for Chicago, but she's not in that number. So I made her learn it so that she could join us.
I thought I saw you there. I wasn't
so
sure.
So she was in it, but I thought it was also a great opportunity to feature Cooper Fiesel, who's amazing, who is our Billy Flynn, who did an exceptional job. And I thought, you know what? He needs this moment because everyone needs to see him do this. He's amazing and wonderful. And he really, really just did an outstanding job.
So let's hear just a little bit of this performance that occurred at the Jerry Awards this past Sunday night. This song called We Both Reached for the Gun.
She knew she was doing wrong.
Oh, we get a real sense of the amazing energy in the room in this terrific performance of this moment from Chicago. Again, a production that Kristen Singer directed at Harborside Academy, and which was honored with this showcase moment at the most recent Jerry Awards in Madison. Kristen, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but another honor you were given was to direct one of the showcase medleys, which involved not a transplanted production in its entirety, but actually a medley drawing from talented students from all across the state, and there are a number of these such medleys. Explain the challenge of putting this together.
Well, the challenge is you have a very limited time. I had from 10:30 to 1 to go through music with the music director and completely block a number that's about 10 minutes long with people you met 2 seconds prior. But luckily, they're all so gifted and all won for, well, I say won, they were all awarded for leading, being leads in their show. So all super capable and talented people. And it was an honor to be asked to do this. I love directing, and I love to be really creative. And so I thought, how can I make this, all these random musical theater songs fit together? So I put them in an order that I thought could tell a story, its own story, not a story that anyone will ever see again. But we told our own story with it, and I think the kids had a really good time, and it was really well received.
It was
and
great. I thought it was a fantastic performance by, again, all of these students from various schools all across the state coming together just for this medley, and I thought you did a great job of making it all seamless.
Thank you.
And now we need to talk about this wonderful honor that Carly earned. So explain briefly the mechanics of how this selection is made.
Sure. So when you are awarded a leading Jerry Award, you are eligible to audition to go to the Jimmys, which is like the next echelon, an opportunity to win a lot of scholarship money for college, to perform on a Broadway stage, to be with, like, you know, kind of the top musical theater kids from across the country. And so winning the Jerry Award is what propels you into this next place where you have the eligibility to audition. So she went for it. We're like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And so on Memorial Day, her and I drove to Madison. And she went what through I would describe as a grueling audition. It was not for the faint of heart. It was in front of all of the other. And honestly, every kid who got up there to sing was better than the one prior. I mean, it was such amazing talent that we were shaking in our boots a bit, because I was like, wow, everyone is good. Like, everyone is so good. You thought, I was like, are we in New York right now? Because that's what it felt like. And so after what was a really rigorous audition, and maybe I'll let her explain more of how that was for her, you know, then we had to wait for the call and see what happened. And then we lost our minds at Cops Custard in Brookfield when the call came through.
So you went in singing what?
I sang Astonishing and Get Out and Stay Out.
And then after that, I understand you had to do some other singing as well because they wanted to hear more.
Yes, so they went away for like 20 minutes and then they came back and they only called two girls back and two boys back. And they basically pulled all of our sheets that are sheet music from what we were going to do in our medley for the Jerry Awards. And they were like, can you sing this? And I was like, oh, sure, I can sing this. Like, I already planned this. And then they just started pulling out more songs every time. They asked for what else was in my book. And there was a more legit piece that I did. And then they pulled out Bright Star that I did not expect them to pull out. And they were like, can you sing that? I said, sure, I haven't done it in a year, but I can sing it for you. But it was just really yeah, grueling. It was long. And I was just praying that my voice didn't get tired or anything like that because I was singing so much. So it was a long day, but it was really, really fun. It was fun to meet so many talented people.
And, of course, the end result was pretty happy as well.
Yes.
So at the very end of this long, long Jerry Awards program Sunday night, first the young man from wherever he was sang his song, and then you took the spotlight to sing Astonishing from the musical Little Women. And here is just a few of the opening minutes of that performance at Sunday night's Jerry Awards.
I thought home was all I'd ever want, my attic all I'd ever need. Now nothing feels the way it was before, and I don't know how to proceed. I only know I'm meant for something more. I've got to know if I can be astonishing. There's a life that I am meant to lead, a life like nothing I have known. I can feel it, and it's far from here. I've got to find it on my own. A life that I am aching to begin. There must be somewhere I can be astonishing, astonishing.
From the musical Little Women, the song Astonishing, and Carly Mikula singing it for the Jerry Awards this past Sunday night. So you are headed to New York City. You're going to be there for a few days with talented musical theater students from all over the country. Do you know even what's going to happen in New York City?
Yeah, kind of. We have a loose kind of itinerary. When we get there on Sunday, we're kind of going to get our dorm assignments. I'm going to find out if I am either in a medley or if I'm going to be in a tribute number or a musicals number. There's kind of three that you can get selected for, but no matter which one you get selected for, you can still be a semifinalist. And then basically that entire week, I'm going to be doing rehearsals from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. So they said, make sure you get lots of sleep. Don't oversing. It's going to be a lot. And I'm ready for it. I mean, I just live for rehearsing. That's right. My favorite thing to do in the world. So I was like, oh, I'm ready for this. But we actually get the really exciting opportunity to go see MJ the Musical on Wednesday night. And then after that, we're going to eat dinner at Sardi's, which is a huge place for musical theater people. So I'm really excited for that. And then the night before the actual Jimmy Awards, everybody who is there gets to be called into a room. They perform whatever number they're in. So if it's the leading medley or if it's another number in the show. And then you get to sing a solo song that one of your coaches selected for you to sing and that you've been working on the whole week. And from there, they pick 16 semifinalists. And then after that, the day of the show, you find out if you're one of the 8 finalists who get to sing their solo song on stage at the Minskoff Theater. And then you really don't know what happens from there.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What an adventure. And I'm sure you feel tremendous gratitude towards the woman sitting next to you for all she's helped you with to come this far.
Yeah, I would literally not be here without her. She has made me grow into my voice so much. I feel like in the years that I've been working with her, I have just made tremendous leaps from where I was before. And we just understand each other. We literally talk in like sounds. So it's like we were just meant to work together. And we have such a special bond where it's literally like mother and daughter. Mm. And so I just am so thankful for everything that she's taught me.
Wow. Well, congrats to you both. Kristen Singer, Carly McCullough, thank you for making time for this conversation. It's great to hear from both of you about what this experience